everybody. Welcome to the show. How are y'all doing? I had to go grab my guitar because it was packed up, and I'm like, you know what? I need to play a little guitar. How's it going, everybody? How you doing? Yes, I see you, Jake Dog. I know that you're hoping for Savannah, and so the problem being is I don't want to risk anything. Not to say having Savannah on my show is a risk at all. I'm not going to have any guests while I have two strikes. So, because currently I have two strikes on my channel. If I get another strike, I'm gone. My channel is deleted, and that would be really terrible for me as I am moving out. In one week, I'm out of here, and I'm doing my own thing. You know, I'm moving on and setting sail, I guess, as you say. I mean, I've been doing my own thing for a while now, but, you know, it's a little more official now that I've bought a house, and, you know, so a lot of my revenue comes from this channel, from you guys, from the support that you give me. So, you know, just being very careful as far as who I'm having on my show, which is nobody until at least July 15th. Because July 15th is when my first strike falls off. That brings me back down to one strike, and then I'll probably be able to have guests again. Then August again, I think August 13th, my second strike falls off, and then I'll have no strikes on my channel again. It's kind of crazy to think that we live in a world where I'm getting strikes on my channel for the stuff that I'm talking about, because I don't feel like I'm very extreme, it's every single strike/warning that I've gotten is all medical misinformation. So I'm just going to be avoiding talking about a certain something. And, you know, I'm honestly sick of talking about it anyway. I've been talking about it for a year straight, you know, because me and Tim were covering it heavily when it first started on the Timcast IRL show. And now I'm doing my own, you know, my own thing. So I'm just keeping it chill. And I can't wait to have Savannah back on the show. I can't wait to have Carlin B back on the show, because they're both fantastic. Who am I kidding? And then, you know, whoever I get as guests. I really miss having guests. I really miss talking to people. I think that's one of my favorite things to do, just talk to people and see how they're doing, you know. And that's part of the reason why I love chat so much, because chat is amazing. And Andreas, you know, he was great. Of course, he just flew to Alaska today, so he's out there doing his thing. I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah, so anyway, today we got an interesting show. We have California reopening, which is about time, I'd say. But also, the way they're going about it, I mean, Gavin Newsom is basically saying, you know, we're going to open, but also we're going to make it real easy for people to discriminate, essentially, by giving you electronic vaccine cards, basically a vaccine passport, and giving businesses the ability to deny people if they don't prove it or wear a mask. It's kind of a, I'm not really surprised, actually. So, and then we're going to talk about North Korea. Now, this is a story about a North Korean who defected, I mean, crawled out of North Korea, basically, wound up in America, went to a university here, and said it's worse than North Korea. No joke, this is a story that I'm going to be talking about a North Korean that came to our schools and said, what's up with this indoctrination? This is insane. Okay? This is North Korean-style stuff. No joke. So I've got this story, and it's crazy. And the same day I was reading this article, I popped back on to Twitter and I found a Babylon Bee article basically joking about it. And it's just like, I mean, Babylon Bee, I mean, they're prophetic almost. A lot of times, so much of what they've jokingly satirical articles they've put out there end up being truth. And it's kind of crazy. The same day that I found this one article, Babylon Bee comes out with one coming out hot. All right, and then we're going to talk about Uranus B. Rippenham. Shout out to I.B. Rippenham, one of my constant supporters. I couldn't help but throw Uranus B. Rippenham. So it turns out Uranus smells like farts. I know. Okay, so I don't want to ruin too much of the episode or the segment, although technically that's the segment. I'm going to explain why, the science behind it. It's kind of funny. All right. So before we get into it all, please, please go follow my Krigler Coffee Instagram. If you guys don't know, I'm trying to get it to 1,000 followers. We're almost there. 814. Thank you so much. We post your memes about Krigler Coffee. This one's from Wanderer in my Discord. Did a little makeup of an alien and Krigler Coffee. I love it. It opens up your third eye. Beam me up some of that fresh earth cuff. Krigler Coffee. Yeah, I love it. Krigler Coffee, so good it opens your third eye. But you can also check out Krigler Coffee on my website, kriglercoffee.com. If we have a new blend coming soon, I'm really excited. And then please go follow me over on Odyssey. It's just The Krigler Show, really easy to find. Just in case something happens. Just in case. I'm not saying something's going to happen. I really don't want to lose my channel. I would be devastated if I lost my channel. I'm keeping it real easy for the next couple weeks while I am at risk because I have two strikes on my channel and I do not want a third because three strikes and you're done. You're done. So I'm pretty, just keeping it easy, you know, just keeping it easy. So shout out to Wander for that new meme. That's pretty great. All right, so let's get into it. Today marks the day California finally reopens. It's open. Finally. California. Congratulations, Californians. Texas has been open for like a year now. And Florida is pretty based and open. I mean, a lot of our states are open, right? But California is basically the last bastion of wokeness, right? Check this out. California, the most populous U.S. state, drops restrictions with a mix of joy, worry, and anger. Well, I blame that on the media. California lifted most of its COVID-19 restrictions and officially reopened on Tuesday, marking the moment with state-subsidized vacation giveaways and $15 million in vaccine lottery prizes as it emerged from the pandemic, politically divided but economically formidable. All right. Okay. Ohio did $5 million in a lottery giveaway to five winners, $1 million each. And I thought that was crazy. They have to pay people to take this vaccine. They have to have a lottery that you can win money to get this vaccine. California did $15 million in giveaways in lottery to get it? That's crazy. Man, I feel like even just, is that going to get me banned just saying that that's nuts, that they're giving money away for people to convince them? Ah, geez. One of the last U.S. states to reopen, California has already relaxed many of its health restrictions. Others will not be completely phased out until autumn. Still, the formal unwinding of pandemic rules in America's most populous state is yet another signal of the national turn towards recovery. One out of every eight Americans lives in California, which generates 14.5% of the nation's gross domestic product. There is no American recovery without California's recovery, Gavin Newsom said in an interview Monday as merchants prepared to ditch the masks and occupancy constraints that have limited both commerce and the coronavirus. The good news is the state's economic recovery is well underway. Great, so you can give more money to China, like that $1 billion you gave them for masks and never got them, right? let's see. The coronavirus has infected 3.8 million Californians and killed more than 63,000 since the pandemic started, more deaths than any other state because of the size of California's population. At the same time, the state has been especially aggressive in combating the virus, occasionally walking a fine legal line in balancing civil liberties with public health needs. In April, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down some of the state's pandemic restrictions on religious gatherings, and Mr. Newsom's pandemic policies have helped fuel a Republican-led recall campaign against him. All right, full stop. Even my liberal friends that they're not even my friends. They basically said, "I hate you now. You're a Nazi for voting Trump." Hate Gavin Newsom. All right, I was having these arguments with them. I was trying to explain, and they were just it was more of a one-way argument because they would argue, and I'd explain, and they would continue to argue because there's no talking with these kind of people. They were just screeching. But the Californians that I know that are on the far left end of things cannot stand Gavin Newsom. I don't know anybody who likes Gavin Newsom other than Gavin Newsom. No joke. Even his so-called friends that he went to his friend's birthday, that wasn't a friend. That was a lobbyist, okay? That wasn't his friend. He was just making a claim that it was a friend to try to make it seem less than it was. But he broke his own rules. He defied the coronavirus mandates that he put himself. So Republican-led recall campaign? Come on. Jeez. The state erred on the side of caution, and that's impinged on personal freedom in favor of public health, said Dr. Christopher Longhurst, the chief information officer for the health system at the University of California, San Diego, but it saves lives. Interesting. So to err on the side of caution is being heralded as something good, right? Huh. So why did they get so upset with President Trump when he stopped flights from China? They called him a xenophobe. President Joe Biden called Trump a xenophobe. Xenophobic for canceling the flight. Isn't that erring on the side of caution? Isn't that saving lives? It's so polarized how much they just change the way they word things to manipulate the masses. That's really what it is. This is them saying, well, they were erring on the side of caution, so they saved lives. Well, yeah, I mean, I could say that about a lot of the things that Trump did last year, but they ridiculed, they demonized him. These things are so ridiculous. Like, you know what? California should have been open a long time ago. Period. Goodness sakes. Now look at this. Gavin Newsom. I'm done reading that New York Times article because it just gets thicker and thicker as you go. Gavin Newsom gives detailed on upcoming vaccine verification system. Why don't you just call it as it is? It's a vaccine passport. That's what it is, right? Look at this freaking dude, he looks like a villain. He looks like the villain when he's not wearing his mask, right? Now, I'm not talking like a COVID mask. I'm talking about like the freaking, you know, scarecrow mask or something. This dude. He announced that the state would soon be rolling out a new vaccine verification system for private businesses that may be akin to a vaccine passport. Why don't you just call it that? Because it's fear. They don't want people to think that. No. It's like a vaccine passport, but it's different because this one, it's on your phone and you can show it, but it's not mandated, but it's still basically a vaccine passport. During an event in San Francisco on Monday, Newsom clarified that the system will essentially be an electric vaccine card that individuals can keep on their phone as opposed to carrying around the paper card. It's not a passport. It's not a requirement. It's just the ability to now have an electric version of the paper version, so you hear more about that in the next couple of days. Basically saying and giving the people the right to say, show me your papers, and instead of having to have a physical paper, you pull up your phone and be like, here's the proof, and it's electronic, and so they can regulate it, and it's kind of scary. Period. So that's why I called it California Reopens, because sure, they're reopening, but what they're one step away from asking for your papers to go anywhere. You have to prove it. I'm so fed up with all this stuff. So good luck to all my California friends. I have a few friends that still live in California that I still do consider friends. And man, I would never want to live in California. I did when I was younger. I mean, California is beautiful. Have you ever been to California? It's beautiful. The countryside of California, incredible. The redwoods, amazing. There's something to behold. Like, you should go there at least to see what it's like and then leave. Okay. All right. That's enough ragging on California. Let's talk about North Korea. Just a little difference, right? That's a good segue, actually, talking about California. Now let's talk about North Korea. This story, when I was reading this, I wasn't really surprised. I was kind of embarrassed. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. As an American, people look at America, and because I've traveled around a lot, you know, I've been in Europe, and people have always asked me, you know, what's it like to be American? Or they don't even ask. They just find out that I'm American and add a stereotype to me. And then you add the fact that I was a model for a long time, American and model. It's like, oh, well, I know exactly who you are. And then they quote Zoolander, or they quote like the most obnoxious things that Americans are known for. But now, what are Americans being known for? It's this woke, racist ideology that they're pushing in our schools, critical race theory. It's just insanity. So I read this article and I was just like, wow. Check this out. Check this out. North Korean defector slams woke U.S. schools. And you know what? She's right. 100%. And you'll agree, I'm sure, by the time I'm finished reading this. Check this out. She went to college here. Yeah. She thought that the U.S. was a country of free thought and free speech. Uh-huh. Why is my... Did my mouse just die? No, it didn't. What's going on with my mouse? Okay. Where is... Dude, my mouse is freaking out right now. Hold on. Okay, here we go. Okay. Yeonmi Park attended Columbia University and was immediately struck by what she viewed as anti-Western sentiment in the classroom and a focus on political correctness that had her thinking, even North Korea isn't this nuts. This is a North Korean defector saying that even North Korea isn't this nuts. Again, she says, I expected that I was paying this fortune, all this time and energy to learn how to think. But they are forcing you to think the way that they want you to think, Park told Fox News. I realized, wow, this is insane. I thought America was different, but I saw so many similarities to what I saw in North Korea that I started worrying. The 27-year-old told the Post that she couldn't believe she would be asked to do this much censoring of myself at a university in the United States. I literally crossed the Gobi Desert to be free, and I realized I'm not free. America's not free, she said. Yeonmi Park fled North Korea at the age of 13 in 2007, a voyage that took her family, her and her family to China and South Korea before she went to school in New York in 2016. Her professors gave students trigger warnings, sharing the wording from readings in advance so people could opt out of reading or even sitting in class during discussions, Park told the Post. Going to Columbia, the first thing I learned was safe space. She said, every problem they explain to us is because of white men. Some of the discussions are even white privilege reminded her of the caste system in her native country, where people were categorized based on their ancestors. Craziness. In one class, a teacher discussing Western civilization asked students if they had a problem with the name of the topic. Most students raised their hand. According to Park, some, she said, mentioned issues with colonial slant of the discussion. Oh my gosh. The classes often began with professors asking students for their preferred pronouns, and with the use of they becoming scary, as she feared being socially penalized for not being inclusive enough for her vocabulary. English is my third language, she said. It's very hard for me to say he and she sometimes. I misuse them. Even just he and she is difficult for her to say. She told Fox that she was also chided for saying she enjoyed the writings of Jane Austen. I said, I love these books. I thought it was a good thing, Park told the network. Then she said, did you know these writers had a colonial mindset? They were racists and bigots and some consciously brainwashing you. Park said North Korean students were constantly informed about the American bastard. I thought North Koreans were the only people who hated Americans, but it turns out there are a lot of people hating this country in this country, she told the Post. Cancel culture and shouting out down opposing voices is becoming an issue of self-censorship. Park, who chronicled her escape from North Korea and life in the repressive regime in 2015 memoir, In Order to Live, said Americans seem willing to give their rights away, not realizing they may never come back. Voluntarily, these people are censoring each other, silencing each other. No force behind it, she said. Other times in history, there's a military coup d'etat, like a force coming in to take your rights away and silence you. But this country is choosing to be silenced, choosing to give away their rights. Park said she knows what a country could become with rights and discourse stripped away. North Korea is pretty insane, she said. Like, the first thing my mom taught me was don't even whisper. The birds and mice could hear me. That's frightening. This should be an eye-opener, okay? Don't get me wrong. I have a feeling most of the people that watch my show agree with me already. They already agree with her that this CTR, critical race theory, the whole separating us on our ancestors, not on our beliefs, but our skin color and what race we are, what gender we are. That's what's being pushed to the front. Sorry. They're trying to divide us. They're trying to keep us divided and using it as a way because they know most people think it's kind of silly. So they're convincing people to self-censor. They're convincing these people that this is important to do, that we need to be divided like this. This is important to teach. We're not trying to stop people learning about what racism is. That's what now the Democrats are saying. The Republicans are trying to stop racism from being taught. No, they're not. They're going off of what Martin Luther King believed, and that's that we should be judged on who we are as people, not on the color of our skin. She's from North Korea, and she's saying even North Korea is not that bad. Wow. It is a sad day to hear that someone who came from North Korea to get away, to come to America the free, home of the brave. Well, who's out there being brave? They're saying it's stunning and brave to stand up and say, well, I identify as something that's not what I physically have down there. Wow, you're so brave. That's not brave. I'm sorry. That's not what bravery is. They're taking words and just using them. No. Bravery is going out and serving this country. This flag right here was flown for me, for people that actually serve this country. That's bravery. Putting your life on the line. All right? Even police officers. Okay, not all police officers are good. And no one likes bad cops less than good cops. But we still need them. They still put their lives on the line. It's still a risky job. That's bravery. Look at this. Babylon Bee made a joke. Kim Jong-un attends Ivy League University to learn new brainwashing techniques. Obviously, this is satire, but it's hilarious. It is hilarious. Because maybe it's true. He might be able to learn a thing or two. He might be able to learn a thing or two. All right. I'm done with it. I'm so fed up with talking about race. Ugh. My gosh, when are we going to stop? Life shouldn't be about race. Seriously, I've met amazing people of all different skin color. Seriously, any person of any skin color can be amazing. That's it. And the vice versa is true as well. Any person of any skin color could be terrible. That's Krigler race theory. Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Uranus. This is let's move on. So I read this and I immediately started laughing out loud, literally laughing out loud. It's official. Uranus smells like farts. Yep. If you don't know, now you know. Poor Uranus. After being the butt of many schoolyard jokes, the planet's odor lives up to the unfortunate name. According to a new study by researchers at the University of Oxford and other institutions, published in the journal Nature Astronomy, the upper layer in Uranus's atmosphere consists largely of hydrogen sulfide, the same compound that gives farts their putrid stench. It is true. Yep. It's officially the fart planet. I mean, if it wasn't already, it definitely is now. Scientists have long suspected that the clouds floating over Uranus contained hydrogen sulfide, but the compound's presence wasn't confirmed until recently. Certain gases absorb infrared light by the sun, By analyzing the infrared lights patterns in the images they captured using the Gemini North Telescope in Hawaii, astronomers were able to get a clearer picture of Uranus's atmospheric composition. Pardon me. On top of making farts smelly, hydrogen sulfide is also responsible for giving sewers and rotten eggs their signature stink. But the gas's presence on Uranus have value beyond making scientists giggle. It could unlock secrets about the formation of the solar system. Unlike Uranus, the most likely its fellow ice giant, Neptune, the gas giants Saturn and Jupiter show no evidence of hydrogen sulfide in their upper atmospheres. Instead, they contain ammonia, the same toxic compound used in heavy-duty cleaners. During our solar system's formation, the balance between nitrogen and sulfur, and hence ammonia and Uranus's newly detected hydrogen sulfide, was determined by the temperature and location of the planet's formation. Researcher team member Leia Fletcher of the University of Leicester said in a press statement, "In other words, the gases in Uranus's atmosphere may be able to tell us where in the solar system the planet formed before migrating to its current spot. From far away, Uranus's hydrogen sulfide content marks an exciting discovery, but up close, it's a silent but deadly killer." Gosh, the puns in this are just bad. "In large enough concentration, the compound is lethal to humans." "But if someone were to walk on Uranus without a spacesuit, that would be the least of their problems. The negative 300 degrees Fahrenheit temperatures and hydrogen and helium and methane gases on ground level would be instantly fatal." And I actually have a really cool, just to show the orbit of, what is going on with my mouse? I think my mouse is dying out. This is, are you going to go full screen for me? No? Anyway, you can see the different orbits and their rotations, and I just think Uranus is so cool that it's the only planet that spins sideways. And you can see that here. Are you gonna give it? There we go. Awesome, awesome. What's your favorite planet? Which one? Mine is absolutely Earth, without a doubt. I love this planet. I mean, we owe our lives to this planet. This planet's amazing. But if I would have to pick one that isn't Earth, it would probably be Neptune. I have some chimes outside that are called the Sounds of Neptune, and they're very, very peaceful and calming. I really like it. All right, so let's get into some Super Chats. I got some Super Chats here. The first one's from Robert Wiles, says, "Can't wait to see you in your new studio. Have a blessed soul, Adam. Have a blessed night, blessed life, and chat. Hopefully we can send you stuff." Yeah, maybe I'll figure out a P.O. box eventually. Khalid Cooper, thank you for that Super Chat. I really appreciate that support. That's very nice of you. Jonathan says, "Project Veritas officially posted the video of the Fox News girl blowing the whistle on Fox News censorship based on racial demographics of viewers." Dang. Okay, so I haven't seen this, but this woman is so based. She announced it live. She was doing a report on like power outages or something in the countryside of Texas, I believe. She's standing in front of an HVAC guy working on like an outside condenser. And he's in the background sweating his butt off. And she's just like, "Before we get to this story, let me just say, I've went to a small journalist known as Project Veritas, and I've given them I'm whistleblowing on you, Fox News." It's just like, dang. She's like, "Yeah, I'm telling you, the viewer, directly because I'm live, and it's because it pertains to you, the viewer." So, wow, I didn't even know what it's about. I was looking at Project Veritas all day, so I guess they must have just released it right before I went live or something, because I was looking for it. Yeah. Someone's saying that she got fired. I knew that she was suspended. I guess it's not really surprising that she was going to get fired, but I have a feeling that she's going to be known, because the more people that do this, the more we're going to be able to call these big tech companies out for their BS and propaganda and mental manipulation that they do with the people that believe what they say. Crazy. I can't wait to find that out. Can't wait to see it. Mark G says, "Yeah, don't risk your channel, but wear the two strikes badge with pride. You're up there with the greats like Crowder, Matt and Blonde, and Sargon, better than some podcasters I used to listen to. Hey, thank you, Mark G. Yeah, you know, I am. I feel like I must be over the target, right? That's what a lot of people were saying, and I think I agree with them. And I believe everything that I've said. I won't repeat them, but I don't think I was ever wrong. Jonathan Duger says, I'm on the edge of dropping YouTube. We need to get you set up on other places so you can stream there instead. You know, please go follow me on Odyssey. You guys can follow me there. The Krigler Show on Odyssey. I'm going to be... this is my backup for now. I know that I wasn't doing anything for a couple weeks there, but I was in really dire straits looking for a place. It was very difficult to find a house and get a house. I don't know if you know much about what's going on in the housing market, but it's absolutely insane. It seems like everyone's buying everything right now. So I am so grateful that I was able to find a house. And not only did I get a house, it is a freaking dream. Yeah, you'll see. So incredible. And yeah, please follow me over there at odyssey.com/ or just type in the Krigler Show and you can find me. Mark Robershaw says 100% Mark G. Adam is a brave boy. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Virtual is trust. Thank you for that super chat. I appreciate you didn't say anything, but I appreciate that. Mark Robershaw says, if Uranus is the butthole of the solar system, then what's Pluto? Frozen poop? Actually, you know, Pluto deserves to be a planet. It's got 5 moons, right? I mean, I think Pluto's a planet. I'm considering Pluto a planet, all right? And the, if Pluto's a planet, technically we could have other planets too, because there's other celestial objects that are orbiting the sun similar to Pluto that far out. I don't know. It might change. It might change. We just got a new ocean. Who knows? Andre says, Adam, screw YouTube and stream to another platform. Most of the people watching your show are diehard fans. We will follow you to the edge of the world. Thank you so much. That means a lot. You know, I better fix the UFO right now because I sense a spin coming on. This is a spin moment if there is anyone, right? Come on. Come on, Newport. Come on, Newport. Okay, I gotta like... stare straight at it. Okay, for those who are just listening, the UFO, his name is Newport, and it was being kind of a pain, probably because I left him there for so long. All right, I'm spinning the UFO. Spinning the UFO for you. Thank you, Andre, for those kind words. I really do appreciate that. And you know what? I feel that love. I feel that love. You guys are fantastic. And I will continue my show. I'm really looking forward to it. Once I get into, you know, the thing is, I hadn't had a good solid schedule because I'm made the decision to leave, and you know, it's been setting stuff up for the future. So once I get to my new spot and things start getting a nice relative system, it's going to be good. Man of Culture says, "Hey Adam, glad to see you're back." Type in Deep Probe Uranus in the search bar and check out Xeoneon's spoof trailer about the mission to Uranus. That's hilarious. I will definitely have to check that out. Robert Shaw says, California is a dump, a homeless encampment. The streets flow with excrement. Small businesses are gone. The soul is dead. Hollywood is even leaving. Man, you know, that's how I feel about New York, too. People are like, oh, New York is back. No, New York died like 10 years ago. I'm sorry. When John Varvatos moved into where CBGBs used to be, when CBGB says their rent went from like $800 to a month to like $7,000 a month, New York died, all right? New York died that day when CBGBs was gone. Luckily, I had a chance to be able to play there live a few times before they closed down. But that was the end of New York when CBGBs went down. And I'll die on that hill. Let's see. Versified says, California may be reopened, but we still got to wear the face diapers where required. California taxpayers, like me, are funding that lottery. Hashtag recall Gavin Newsom. Yeah, taxpayer dollars to give people money to take this. It's, I can't, I, man, I really, would love to say some things on it. It's ridiculous. Robert Shaw says, California is doomed to slip into the ocean when that fault line goes. Why do you people build there after all the quakes? Take the hint and move. Yeah, well, it is beautiful, Robert Shaw. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is a beautiful place, I'll say. Mavis says, New York got up to 70% vax rate, so Cuomo is finally going to drop the rest of the restrictions. Been going maskless for 3 weeks, and it's nice. Nice. Good, good. That's great. Alpha Zero Omega says, here's a little something to help with the move. Been super busy late and putting in some long hours at work. I'm so glad to be able to join in today. Thank you very much, mate. Good to see you, and thank you for that super chat. I was dying at that video you posted on my Locals channel of that musician. Dude is hilarious. I did like, I got lost in his YouTube, or in his YouTube channel for a little bit. The dude is super talented, super hilarious. Goodness sake. So thank you for that. That was had me cracking up earlier. Mavis says, also New York has an app for the passport. Most businesses are going to do the honor system, but a concert I want to go to in October is going to require it. Oh, goodness sakes. You know, I'm kind of bummed too because I have System of a Down tickets in California in October, and I'm worried that I'm going to have issues going there because it's California and, ugh. Alpha Zero Omega again says, just a suggestion regarding your show. I'm sure Odyssey won't wipe your channel for saying the wrong thing on a stream. You could do more risky topics there and receive donations via Streamlabs. You know, I do need to set up a different system for sure, just in case. I know. American B. Savage says, Tom McDonald, not the musical we deserve, but who we need. Hangover Gang for life. Shout out to all my Hangover Gang friends out there. And shout out to Tom McDonald for being super based and absolutely talented. And Nova Rockefeller for rocking his amazing videos. That is a freaking power couple if I've ever seen one. Mark G says, race only matters for sunlight absorption. There you go. Mark Robershaw says, I wish this is a rant from Robershaw. I wish Timcast panel would shut the F up about Australia. They talk about their butts. They know nothing of Australia, especially Ian. I'm sick of their BS. But Beanie Boy doesn't read super chats unless they're big bucks. So whatever, I guess a bunch of yes men. Australia is not the UK. So shut the F up, Tim and Ian. My goodness, Robershaw. I don't watch that show over there, so I don't really know what they're what you're referring to, but I'm guessing that you're pretty upset about their opinions of Australia. He continues here. Rant over. I'm glad you're not on that show. To be honest, it's just a panel of Tim's yes men talking about the same crap. Make your own dreams a reality, bro. Love you. Well, I absolutely am, Robershaw. I don't even want to talk about that show anymore. I'm no longer on it. I have no ill will. I'm moving on. I'm doing my own thing. And that's the best I can do. Vash says, really, Commander? Oh, what were we talking about there? I'm not sure. Minion says, Uranus people are just as bright and talented as white people. True and under pressure. Yeah, crazy. Exploding Prinny says, Adam, do you ever listen to John and Ken when you're in California? AM 640. No, I never did. No, I was always like an alternative rock. If I were to listen to the radio, I don't really listen. I never really listened to the radio. I never did. Let's see. Sectus Gaming says California has been run into the ground by four families over the past 40 years. I think you can guess which ones. Yeah, I think I can. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Duger says, dude, I live in Alabama. The houses down here were like 150,000 now, are 250 plus. I don't even get me started on land. Man, it is insane, right? Secta says, since I missed your show live yesterday, I request two rolls for the fated 69. Unfortunately, that I packed up the die. My desk is getting thinner. I've been slowly packing up all my stuff. I'm leaving that stuff right there just because I don't have a box for all my personal knickknacks. I'm sorry, I don't have that dice at hand. It is in a box over there, packed away. My stuff is the truck is coming on Friday to get everything. So over the next couple days, everything's going to be gone. So Friday will be like a empty office because I'm not even going to have my computer. I'm going to have my laptop here, which I've I'm here. I've got it set. I'm setting it up. I'm getting like OBS on it and making sure that it's going to be prepped for when I, basically for the next couple weeks, I'm going to be doing my show from my laptop here. It's going to be a little bit different. Going a little bit more. I don't know. I do have. It's funny. I did find this crazy 3D printed 20-sided die that a friend of mine made for me, which is cool. It's filled with a bunch of die that I don't even use anymore, but because I don't really play Magic. But maybe I'll play Magic again. I do have a 20-sided die here, but not the 100 side. So I'm sorry, Sectus. I'm gonna have to. I'll roll it as soon as I land in my new spot. I'm gonna give you a bunch of rolls. But until then, I apologize. Let's see here. Versified says, California libs be like, you can't beat the weather. Right. Robert Shaw says, I've seen 10.5 and 2012 movies are real. that's a, Batgoat says, I got my dice a few weeks ago. Thanks. Oh, nice, Batgoat. That's great to hear. Yeah, congratulations. That's really cool. You know, I gotta say, I have a board that's just ready to be shipped out, and I have, it's a Timcast IRL board, the Harumph boards. I still have one to give away, and I think I'm gonna give one away, but I don't know what I want to do to give it away. But I think I want to give it away before I leave this area. So sometime this week. Maybe Friday I'll do a giveaway. It's going to be a little different, an unorthodox show, because it's going to be, I'm not going to have my computer. All my stuff's going to be gone. So it's going to be on my laptop. I'm not even going to have, the mics, anything, because, you know, I'm actually leaving all this stuff behind. This is Tim's. And, for the record, thank you, Tim, for letting me borrow you to all use all this mic stuff, the lights. These are also Tim's. So I'm getting all my own stuff. And yeah, Sector says, no worries, Sir Commodore. I shall hold my roles until the inaugural new house show, which let me just say, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Yes, Alpha Zero Omega says, last night jam. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be the final night here doing my show. Although Monday I'll probably do my show here as well, but we'll see. So, yep, I'm out of here. All right, so. Ooh, I still have some Krigler coffee. Hey-o. Man, I love my coffee. Have I told you that I love my own coffee? I mean, I wouldn't sell a product that I don't love myself. So I'm pretty excited to have it. And I got a new blend coming soon, Commodore's Reserve. Very excited about it. I'm also really excited about the new, this is random. I'm going to talk about games for a little bit. So I'm playing Dead by Daylight, and there's a new killer called Nemesis from Resident Evil. I don't know if you know what Dead by Daylight is. I stream it sometimes. I'm very excited about it, and he is a freaking beast. I can't wait to try him. I got him earlier. I kind of just popped in and bought him and was upgrading him a little bit, and I'm very excited about it. Crash Timcast on Friday, Ricky? No. No way. I'm definitely not going to do that. I can't do that, man. I would never crash that show. I just don't feel welcome there anymore. Robert Shaw says, the queen is a vampire. Jeez. No, she's super old. If she was, she wouldn't be as old looking as she is. Kyle says, I support you and Tim. It sucks for whatever happened, but I do believe both of you are contributing something great to society. Thank you, Kyle. I agree. Yeah, and there's no ill will. Like, I wish everyone here well. I wish him well. He's given me an incredible opportunity, and I have an incredible platform now because of Tim. So, yeah, of course, you know. Thank you. Sejong says, will you be moving to one of those portable casting mics like the Blue Yetis so we can still hear things nicely but on the go? Yeah, maybe. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do as far as mic goes, for my show on the road. I might get one of those, like, little tiny ones that sit right here. Those little, I don't know what they're called. I'm not a professional when it comes to mics, but I would like something maybe that I could just wear when I'm out and about, like talking to people, so that I can wear that and do my show with a little, because I'm only going to be using my webcam. I have a Logitech 4K webcam, really clean. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to be basically using this laptop as my streaming device, and then I have only so much as far as USB ports. There's actually no HDMI in, so I'm going to have to use some sort of USB-based camera system and mic system. So we'll see. Yeah. That simple note says, I really wish Tim could have had you on one last time for closure. Yeah, me too. Before they ghosted us, ghosted me off. Robichaud says, it's a trick to fool humans like you, bro. She's a vam. I don't know what that is. Oh, queen. The queen is. So she's slowly getting older. Is that what it's called? Lavaliers? A lav mic. Yeah, the Rode lav mic. Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I want. Yeah, I think that's something like that. A lav mic, is that what they're called? Nice, that's what I want. Excuse me. Secta says, sending love to you and all of chat. Might the winds of fate blow every so slightly in your favor. Love is the key. Godspeed and God bless. Sectus, thank you so much for your never-ending support. You're always around. You're always hanging out. You even support me on my Twitch channel. And for those who want to know, my Twitch channel is twitch.tv/CommodoreKrigler. I go by Commodore now. It kind of works on multiple levels. Commodore, I like it a lot. It's my first gaming moniker that isn't something else. It's just me, 100%. I was known... that my buddy Darth Call coined the phrase when I was trying to figure out a good pirate name for myself. And the Commodore, so my name on Sea of Thieves is It's Commodore. It's Commodore. It's Commodore. I even have a white powder wig that I wore on my inaugural sails in Sea of Thieves. I had a blast. It was such a good time. Yeah. Let's see. Robichaud says, the royals are all vampires sucking off the public. Context is everything, and phrasing also is a thing, but thank you. Let's see, I hope I didn't miss any super chats. Well, thank you everybody for hanging out. I'm a little early, so this is kind of cool, just hanging out with you guys. I mean, I'm leaving soon, so it's good. Seriously though, I wouldn't be able to be here without all of you guys. Like, thank you guys for hanging out with me and showing up for me every day. Cougar, thank you very much. Cougar says, Adam is growing and getting better. Thank you very much. Yeah, I try. You know, I'll tell you what, reading and then articulating the words correctly and reading it correctly is tough. It's tough. Like, Tim always was the one on the show doing it, and he was like, yeah, you can do it if you want, but I sucked at it. Let's see. Robichaud says, where's your ship of the line? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. What does that mean, Robichaud? Ricky says, play a song, please, Adam. What song should I play? You guys want to hear a song? I'll play a song. I should have the quartering back on. I would love to have the quartering back on. Metastep says, it's Captain Jack Sparrow. Yes. You were watching that stream. All right. So he is Captain Sparrow in that game. This dude dresses up. He dressed up as Captain Jack yesterday, actually. It was really fun. It's really hilarious to watch him. He has the full outfit, the teeth, the wig, the hat, the everything, the accent. He is Captain Sparrow. And we met up, and him and I are very... I really enjoy talking to other people, because you can hot mic in that game and like actually talk to others, where you can kill them or parlay with them, alliance with them, do things together. And there's this kid got super hyped up. You could tell he was a young kid, and he was like, oh my gosh, it's Jack Sparrow. Hey, Sparrow. Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack. And I kept like, excuse me, it's Captain. It's Captain Sparrow. Anyway, meta, that was funny. Bruno says, hey, Adam, I started my comic that I told you about a while back. You can catch it out. Check it on Locals now. It's called Granny Smith and Billy Bob. Wow, that's awesome news. Good stuff for making it happen, mate. That's how it's done right there, huh? Let's see. Where is it? I don't see it right off the bat, but yeah, post it again, because I don't see it. Very cool, though. Sectus Gaming says, mini Newport model on the stand merch when? Ooh, that's kind of fun, like a mini Newport. I need to have a UFO shirt of some sort. And I also, I got to have shirts. The reason I don't have shirts is because I really just want to support American-made businesses, and it is super difficult to find clothing stuff that's not made in sweatshops across the ocean. All right, very difficult to find. Robertshaw says, you call yourself a Commodore and don't know? I think you might be a fake ship captain. Okay, well, there's your issue. Commodores are not captains. All right, Commodore is somewhere between captain and admiral, and they actually, it doesn't really mean anything. It's more of just, you know, a title given to somebody to honor them. That's essentially what it is. So, All right. What should I play? Should I play a song? Oh, man, Friday Night Tights was so much fun. Man, I love that. I would love to be on their show again. Only problem is I really love Friday night jams. My Friday night shows are really fun. So, yeah, I really do enjoy joining them over there on Friday Night Tights. They are a fantastic crew, and I really do appreciate it for having me on. Shout out to Nerdrotic, because that guy is so great. And Quarter Black, Az, Heel versus Babyface, all of those people, Geeks and Gamers. I really do appreciate all those guys. They're fantastic. All right, what should I play? All right, Conlon, I'm trying to make sure it's... I really do want to just make sure that they're American-made. King, why would you be blocked? What are you talking about? I see you. Play Welcome to the Forge? I don't think I could play that one right now. Yo, Montana, Horseman, wasn't Friday Night's funny, man? I was dying laughing, dude. Oh my gosh, my... I can't see this thing. I think this thing's dying. Yeah, it's dead. All right, well, let's see if it's just tuned up. That's actually the song that I use to make sure the guitar is in tune. Flashcast. What's Flashcast? Is that Yellow Flash? I'm gonna play a chill version of The Forge. You fear what you don't understand and place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. Well, you should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Welcome to the Forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn. Life, call it what you will, it's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Are you here to entertain? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Welcome to the Forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn. Yeah, that song is really tough to belt if I'm not like warmed up and get a little whiskey in there. It's just not the same, you know. Yeah, well, I'll play a couple more songs. Yeah, why not? You know, it's not Friday, but I don't know, whatever. It's my show and I do what I want. You know, someone asked for Freely. Actually, Robert Wiles asked for Freely. Robert, this one's for you, mate, because, you know, you're nonstop support from Robert Wiles. Thank you, mate. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. I'll climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic. Don't forget it, it'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight, when it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. I climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come ocean tide. I climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. Thank you guys so much. Let's see here. Oh man, I gotta scroll up a little bit. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much on these super chats. Let's see. Sectus Gaming says, I think I speak for most of chat when I say we'd love to purchase some of your music for on-the-go vibes. Thank you, Sectus. Yeah, I don't take advantage of my own partner. She's an incredible music producer that I just need to practice more, and I got to do the work. No joke. It's just on me. I focus on the two shows that I'm doing. I just got to practice more and get into the studio. It's true. Thank you. I'll work on it. Pardon me. Robert Shaw says, Total War Empire was my favorite. Robert Shaw says, I'm just a bastard who plays games and has a child. Right on. Okay. Jonathan Duger says, Commodore is the equivalent of a one-star general. Ooh, nice. Okay, cool. Zachary Bird, thank you for that super chat. Robert Shaw again says, black rap, white country, that's the left ideology. Yeah, basically. Carnell says, really stoked about the move. Can't wait to see the new digs once you and Nish get settled. I guess I'll have your YouTube music playlist on repeat until Jam Nights return, still holding out for a Krigler EP. You know what? Where did I find this? All right. Okay, so this is a stack of albums, of CDs. It's, can't see. Let's see if you can get close. Adam Krigler demo. It's a demo tape that I made. Hello. She's Just, Hindsight, When Will She Learn, Torn Photographs, and Dance to Chicago. I made this about 13 years ago, and I never did anything with it. I created it. I hired a producer to do it. I recorded it. And I have, I don't know, maybe like 15 or 16 CDs here. And maybe I could sell these. If you guys, would you guys want to buy these? If I were to sell them, sell CDs, would you guys buy it? That'd be cool. Maybe I should sell them. And thank you. Robert Shaw says, you get dug up and thrown into the forge and refined and belted on the anvil, shaped into your future self, then you should shine, then fade away. Well, that's if you allow yourself and not just become a victim, right? Ricky Lee, thank you for that super chat. Robert Shaw says, Adam be knocking chicks up in chat with his music. Well, thank you. Metastep says, cries every time freely. Wow, that's very nice. That's cool. Secta says, now's the time to mediate and raise our vibrations. Feel the love and spread it. Thank you so much. Mark Robichaud says, there's one guest you could have, your wife. Well, true. But, you know, she's got her own things she's working on right now. She's actually doing an incredible job of packing a lot of the stuff. Mm. Oh, thank you, Forsaken. I love you, too. Yeah, thanks for hanging out, guys. Crippler 101, thank you. Crippler, by the way, keeps winning the dice game somehow, like some using some magic. Fun fact, a day before he would perform, porn star Peter North would drink a whole stalk of blended celery so he can have more than enough fiber in his system to produce ropes when the time came. Oh, cool. You learn something new every day, don't you? What? That is a random fact. Thank you, Crippler. Random and hilarious. Oh man, a lot of people are saying that they would buy the CD. That's so cool. All right, maybe I should do it. Dance to Chicago is the best song, is it? Yeah, I don't even. Oh, I have a capo here. I could play it. Let's see. Sejong says, a Commodore isn't exactly an admiral, but it isn't exactly a captain anymore. The admiralty is very exclusive club. When a captain is joining, they become Commodores. It's the first step to flag. Ah, okay. Yeah, so the Commodore is kind of like above a captain, but not an admiral. That's what I've figured. Okay, cool. Secta says, yes, we'd buy the CDs, but save your originals. Just make copies. Robershaw says, WTF. Wait, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do, Robershaw? This is for my mom. And a lot of people in chat, because they clearly like the song a lot. This one's called Dance to Chicago. Let's dance to Chicago. I heard it on the radio from a car driving by as you walked away. Tell me what you need now. Make it happen if I can. I just want to dance and with you all the way. I just want to dance with you all the way to Chicago. Race you down the stairs of red. Let you in this time instead. Just tell me what you need and I'll make it happen if I can. I just wanna dance. I love Captain Playonies in chat said, why is everyone talking about Commodore and not Captain? Look at me. Look at me. I'm the Commodore now. Oh, that's funny. Robert Shaw said, bro, how long would it take to dance to Chicago? A long time. A long time. It would be a lot of time. Robert Shaw says, WTF to Crippler, not Krigler. Oh, right, to what Crippler said. Hey, whatever. It was a random $10 super chat that is incredibly weird but hilarious. Goodness sakes. Episode 200, Adam dances from West Virginia to Chicago. that would be a long, long episode, wouldn't it? All right, well, look, thank you guys for supporting me. You guys are absolutely, holy cow. Jesus, how you doing? Wanted to send the super chat before the end of the stream. Stay awesome, Adam. Fist bump. Thank you very much. That, well, I'm glad I caught it because I was about to do a little send-off. Thank you so much for the support. You guys are fantastic. I wouldn't be here without all of you. I wouldn't be able to be confident that I'm going to be able to support myself moving forward in this world without all of you showing up for me every day, being there for me constantly. You guys are fantastic. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow here on The Krigler Show or later tonight on my Twitch channel, which is Commodore Krigler. You can find me over there. So thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.